Aaron Bowman, the head softball coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here as we take a look back at what was a terrific 2021 season. Knights go 23-14 overall, finish 14-6 in the Hawkeye 10, good enough for a fourth-place finish. Coach, congratulations on an absolutely fantastic season. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. It's nice to be able to just relax and talk about softball and not be in the heat of the moment or of an intense game.
And, Coach, I know you're passionate about the sport of softball. We were talking about that a little bit beforehand, and especially about your alma mater in Kemper. I look at this year as a great year for you guys and stuff. How did you feel like the season went, especially considering the team you fell to and pushed in the playoffs ended up making the state tournament?
Right, yeah. I thought it was a very successful year. I thought the girls met a lot of their team goals that they were aspiring for, a lot of individual goals met. So you can measure success in a lot of ways. Some of my personal goals that I was really hoping to accomplish with the team, I thought were met very well. And then even statistically, if you're trying to compare from years to years, this is one of our best offensive teams that I've had since I've been coaching. And finishing that high in the conference, fourth place. In fact, our team this year tied some school records and broke some school records ever since the mound's been at 43 feet. We've got the most hits we've had. We've got the most doubles we've ever had. And that record went back to 2010, so that one was a pretty fun one to break. We tied with the most home runs we've had, and the girls all groaned because they thought, oh, darn, we missed it by one. And then we have the most runs we've had. So just really generated a lot of offense, and it shows because with our record, we were able to win more games.
What was it about this team that you felt like allowed them to be able to get more hits and be more explosive offensively?
Well, one thing is that we didn't lose any seniors last year. So the majority of the girls returning have had a lot of game time experience. And honestly, I think that's kind of that's the number one thing in your favor. The more game experience you've had, the more confidence you have as a batter. All of them work really hard on their swings in the off season, and we work on mechanics and try to get the best swing we possibly have. But in the end, sometimes you don't have to have the prettiest swing. You just have to have the most heart or the most mental fortitude. And I think a lot of the girls have just had so many at-bats, and they're growing so much in their confidence, and they know they've done the preparation. They've seen good pitching, and I think that all of those ingredients work together for having successful offense.
I think everybody kind of knew coming in, as you said, with no seniors on last year's team, that there was the potential to be very, very good this year. When did you feel like during this season that, okay, we're going to be as good or maybe even better than we thought we were going to be?
Oh, boy. That's a hard question. I think, and I don't remember, if I think it was before the midpoint maybe, when we had some come-from-behind wins. And I can't even tell you for sure which opponents we were facing, because we kind of started making it a pattern where if we were down or, just maybe tied or whatever, and then in those later innings, they just increased their intensity and their positivity in the dugout, and they showed they were competitors and they didn't give up. So I think some of those come from behind wins did it. And I also can think of, specifically the Denison game.
Yep.
When we were doing trying different mixes of when to make the pitching changes to keep batters off. And we were just really successful with Chloe and Cameron working together to throw batters off. And it just felt like, I think we've got the pitching staff to keep people off, and we've got the confidence in our offensive staff to come from behind. And that's when I felt like, they have the confidence, because I always had the confidence. But that doesn't really matter so much when the coach believes it. The girls have to believe. And I think that's when I thought, they're invested.
Coach, you mentioned that win over at Dennis and Slushway. You kind of went over there and rolled them 11-2, and then you beat them later in the year 9-2. They finished right behind you in the conference. So those two wins were kind of pivotal for you guys to be able to finish fourth. I felt just, and I'm outside of the program, as you know, but I felt that was kind of the turning point for you guys, where all of a sudden this team kind of was like, yeah, we've got a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah, and Denison, they upset Atlantic, they upset Harlan. I think they got Crest in the game.
Yep.
So they got some of those teams that we didn't manage to get, but then we handled Denison so well. So it just goes to show that every night out is its own animal.
You mentioned your two pitchers, Chloe Ventiker and Cameron Venter. Both had really good years. Both been invited to be in our All-Star festivities coming up on the 25th. What did you see from the two of them this year, and how were they able to, you know, in a way, work so well together and throw hitters off from the other team?
They complement each other really well. Chloe Ventiker loves being on the mound. She's a workhorse. She has excellent composure. You know, runners get in scoring position, and it doesn't rattle her. She wants to go, and wants to, you know, take it to them to the end. So she just has great mental fortitude. And then Cameron Venter, she's great at coming in a pressure situation as well. She has some nice spin on her ball that it's just a different look than what batters had seen. So, you know, if they start to zone in on Chloe, then you bring in Cameron, and it's just something is a different look. She has a little bit more of a difference in her off speed, which at that point in the game is nice, because at that point they're starting to catch on to the speed. So they just complement each other really well, and they both are just competitors. So they have great composure out there, and they want to get it done.
And it seemed to me like they pitched with confidence in their defense this year, that they could let the opponents make contact and your defense would do the job behind them. How did you feel like the defense played?
Yes, I think the defense did a great job. We frequently had two freshmen on the field, on the middle infield, with Casey Peter and Melinda Schaefer, but those two girls are competitors too and very fierce about it. And so everybody on the field was very determined to step up and play their role. And it does help the pitchers, and our offense helps the pitchers as well, too, to pitch comfortably. But knowing that the defense has put in time, and if they don't make the play every time, they're sure going to try their hardest. You know, there's nobody on this team that is complacent or lackadaisical. So I think it's easier to accept if a mistake is made, they know that everyone is leaving their best on the field, and that's just part of the game, but they'll be there for the next play.
Coach, did you feel like you guys were playing about where you wanted to be or needed to be when the postseason came around?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we, at that point in the season, had worked and worked and worked on different defensive things, so we were really meeting our potential there. We had prepared as much as we possibly could for what we'd see against pitchers. You know, I think we did. I think there was nothing to hang their heads about at the end of the season. I think that we still keep dreaming bigger and bigger and expecting more and more, but nobody fell short in any way or played poorly and thought, oh, I didn't leave my best on the field. I think everybody did as best they could at the time that they did it, and so I felt pretty pleased with them.
Aaron, you mentioned that you guys keep dreaming a little bigger. You get deep into the playoffs this year to the regional semifinals. You lose very tight to an Earlham team who then knocked off I-35. Only losing two seniors, my guess, the dream for next year might be trying to get yourself to Fort Dodge?
Yes. And to their credit, they wanted to do it this year too. And that's wonderful when the girls just keep dreaming big. I think that each year that they have that dream, it becomes less fuzzy and more solid in their mind. And also they're able to have more a sense of what does it take if we want to get there. I think our pitching staff's in a good place now to get closer and closer. I think our schedule's in a good place to play I know sometimes people don't like seeing us play against some of these teams, six teams that we played this year in the state tournament. And, yep. you know, if you don't play those teams, you don't see what it takes. So sometimes you take a hard hit here and there because you, to compete with the best later, you've got to compete with them early. So I think that the girls are just understanding more and more what kind of teams are at the state tournament, what style of play gets you there. And I think more than any coaching I can do, when you can see another athlete your age doing something and performing in a certain way, I think that makes it the most relatable of, oh, look how she's running bases. I can do that, you know, that kind of thing.
Coach, you mentioned your guys' schedule. The Hawkeye 10, tough enough the way it is. You don't back away from playing anybody. You went down to Exiroquin-Kibbleton, who's a very powerful 1A program. You, of course, play Carroll every year. You got Bishop Heelan and some other real Remsen St. Mary's and some really good teams in the CYO. You went saw Newell Fonda this year, East Sac County this year. Just running through the kind of the schedule. IKA Manning had kind of a tradition of power. You also went to the Carlisle tournament late this year and saw two ranked teams in Carlisle and Van Meter. So you guys do. You challenge yourself even out of the conference, which makes you better.
Right. And I like anybody, I'd love to just pad your season with all these wins and really pad your offensive stats. But also, you got to play those tough teams just to elevate and to raise your own bar.
Two seniors, Kendall Hilgenberg and Brianna Lux, both of them having terrific seasons, both as well, invited to our All-Star festivities coming up on the 25th. Kendall, kind of early in her career, played some infield for you, played some outfield, but has really settled into that outfield spot. Brianna was a hitter earlier in her career and then moved out into the right field spot to go with it, made a great diving catch against Earlham. So both of those two contributed to you guys in some really big ways.
Yes. I can start with Kendall. You mentioned her first. Just, you know, the heart of a champion. She really just demonstrates just joyfulness out on the field. Fun to joke with. Always talks about, I'm ready to pitch, coach. Cause at one point in her career, we were in a desperate situation with people gone to various functions, and she stepped up to the mound and pitched that day. And, you know, she'll go where she needs to go. She'll compete where she needs to compete. She's excited to keep pursuing softball in college and wish her the best of luck because she's just a great kid. Demonstrates a lot of fortitude and just, I love her cheerfulness.
Yep.
She's really brings a lot of life to the team that way. And they really look to her, as evidence. We had our banquet and her teammates voted her for the Kemper Pride Award. So that kind of just is a good summary for someone who doesn't know Kendall Hilgenberg. There you go. She's our Kemper Pride player.
Yep.
Switching over to Brianna, you know, she, when I think of her, I just think of all the time, the extra time that she spends.
Yes.
Whether it be outside of practices and games or even within the game, she's the one who goes out and gets on the tee or gets on the swing away and just wants to immediately do what she needs to do so she can contribute in her next at bat. Great stick. She was so frustrated with herself when she had a little slump going, and
yep.
and it's one of those players that you say, I've never been worried about you. Slumps happen to everybody,
yep.
and she's someone I've never worried or thought twice about, because when she steps in the batter's box, she gives me this fierce look in her eye, and you just know that she'll hit the RBI or she'll do what it takes. So definitely really going to miss her stick. And as you alluded to, her nice catch there at the end, that was really fun to see that diving catch. Mark Schaefer got a good picture of it in the paper, actually.
Yeah.
And so I think she's really grown as an outfielder too. And she, just like Kendall, planning to play in college. And she just also has just such a big heart for the sport of softball. So I'm anxious to see what opportunities she gets. And the two of them really, if they just dedicate themselves to continuing to improve, they've never stopped. Each year they've gotten better and better and better. And it doesn't stop when you're a senior.
Yep.
There's no secret, like, oh, it's your last year. This is it. This is what you've reached. This is your plateau. I see that both of them will keep improving and have room to to keep growing into really good players.
I absolutely agree. And Beans, you brought up Kendall and pitching. Maybe we'll have to throw her in the circle for the All-Star game coming up on the
20th. Oh, there you go. You know, you can put her to the test because she always acts like she wants to. We'll see her eyes get big as saucers when you tell her she's going to the mound.
Absolutely. I'll have a little fun with her on that one coming up on the 25th. We're going to move big junior class and an extremely talented junior class. We're going to kind of work through it at a couple at a time here. So otherwise, we're going to read off like 10 kids or 8 kids all at one time. So
yeah.
Jordan Schwabe and Cameron Venner. I've always thought Jordan was a really good catcher, and I think this year she took it to a whole nother level. The arm she showed, even sitting on her knees and out of their catches stance when she would throw to second or to first or down to third, she became somebody I don't think anybody wanted to run against. And we talked a little bit about Cameron on the hill or in the circle, but also a very, very good shortstop and so athletic out there for you.
Yeah. I'll start with Jordan. You mentioned her first. If you pull up like varsity bound stats and you just kind of look through conference only games and conference only players, you know, she's up there at the top offensively too. And I'll talk about her as a catcher, but for instance, when you went to Shenandoah and played a doubleheader and, oh, now I'm going to say it wrong. She's either 8 for 9 or 7 for 8, something like that. And the umpire, he just said to me, "Man, your catcher's a stud. She's unstoppable." And it was just so true. She
yep.
just, when she's on, she's on. And so, yeah, she was proud of her efforts this year to hit more powerfully. She got a lot stronger, as evidenced also in catching, throwing the ball down. So she hit a lot more line drives, a lot more long balls. Catching-wise, she just, I believe, was more confident back there. By the end of the season, that last game, her own personal mission that game was to block all the balls and replace her feet, and something that's a really tough skill, and we've been working on it. And you don't have a lot of practice days to get better at those little things. A lot of it's just applying in a game. And boy, did she really apply it that last game. I don't think there was a single pass ball, and she knocked down perfectly, replaced her feet the way she's been trying to. So she's grown a lot in that way. And also a great base runner, but tried to give her a little relief and get some courtesy runners in there for her. But she's also, that's one of her unsung accomplishments too, actually. Just don't see her do it a lot. Cameron, yeah, I mean, again, if you're looking at conference statistics, she led our whole conference in her number of assists because she got a ton of action at shortstop. And, of course, some of those came from the mound as well. But as a shortstop, she just, very smooth, very fundamentally sound. She'll knock balls down. If she can't make the out, she'll keep it on the dirt, which is invaluable. And then seamlessly transitions to pitcher. And in the past, tried not to overwork her there because it wasn't her true love. But after speaking with her this year, you know, I think like anything, when you achieve success in a particular position, it just makes you more excited about it.
Yep.
And nights like Glenwood, doubleheader, she was pitching the second game. She had 17 strikeouts. And, of course, this was an extra inning game, too, but still 17 strikeouts. And so her confidence really grew as a pitcher, and it really helped add depth to our lineup to be able to come with her, finish with her. She's excited about learning some more pitches, and she's very much a student of the game. I'm going to go back to Jordan, too. The two are good to talk about in the same breath because they have some similarities in that. They're very strategic. They're great students, and they think about softball as someone who's studious, trying to higher their softball IQ. And both of them are able to make corrections and analyze things from a scientific point of view, which really helps them as a player. Two of them are just really fantastic. I'm really blessed to have those two.
Two other juniors this year, Kennedy Lowe kind of solidified that third base spot for you this year and hit the ball really well. And when you talk hitting in Kemper, Kenzie Schoen has got to come to the mind, as many home runs as she hits. I had a kind of joke during the year. She said something to me one time. She wasn't hitting the ball very well, and I just jokingly tapped her on the forehead, and I said, "Get out of there. Quit thinking about it and just go swing." But she's so good, and she's such a good hitter, and she just has to trust herself.
Right. Well, you just mentioning her last actually starts her. Well, it's fresh in my mind. If a person didn't have to update Varsity Bound, I wouldn't put stats up until the end of the season, because just because someone hasn't gotten a hit lately doesn't mean they haven't been crushing the ball or haven't been doing their part. Kenzie Stone's one of them. She's probably best in clutch situations. When we need that run to keep the game going or the game is over, she'll be the one to step up and do it. And not just the long ball. She can get a bunt down if we need her to. She's actually a terrific base runner. I know she's kind of like have that self-deprecating humor where she acts like, oh,
yep,
I'm not fast or whatever. She's actually one of our best base runners, and she'll make key decisions even in the base paths. Just a smart decision on the base paths can mean all the difference in a run and what's happening. And she does a great job there. First base, she makes look easy.
Yep.
She has a very, very high fielding percentage for that location and the kind of balls that she digs out of the dirt. She saves a lot of throws, which our infielders do a great job. But sometimes, because they know she's so good, they're able to make a throw that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have thrown it otherwise because they're almost there and it's just better to save it. But they know that they can make a tough throw, and hopefully maybe we'll get the out because Kenzie can knock it down and Kenzie can do the splits. We didn't get too many splits this year yet, but she can do it, and she's awesome when she does it. There's no replacement for an excellent first baseman. And as you alluded to, her hitting, she's got the single season home run record. She broke her own record, so that's cool.
Yep.
And now she's actually got the career school record, and one more season to keep adding to it. So good for her. She's got a great swing and really fast hands, and she's smart enough to know that when the time is right, she just needs to get a single and, you know, an RBI single. So really proud of her efforts there. I'll switch to Kennedy. Kennedy, speaking of school records, she has 16 doubles this year, and that's a new single-season school record.
Nice.
So that was good for her. I don't think it was on her radar, and I didn't tell her either because, like I said, I wish no one ever knew stats till the end. I just tell them at the end how well they did. But she really worked very hard on her swing. And, again, having her parents videotape her so that she could make corrections, and she just wanted to do the best that she could to contribute to the team in that manner. And she did. She did a great job. She ranked among the top 15 in the conference in a lot of areas offensively. Third base is a tough position. You get a lot of hot shots. Work on the tricky things like with a runner on third and fake throws, all that kind of stuff. And I think she watches college softball, and she's interested in playing college softball. So, again, we're talking about a student of the game.
Yep.
Who really just a sponge, just soaks it up and keeps trying to better herself. Back to Kenzie, she actually just expressed, too, interested in playing college softball. And I just think it's so fantastic because I see so much potential in these players. I mean, there's a reason they keep getting so much better and better and better, because they love it. And the sky's the limit for them. So I'm just so proud to mention that when I can about these girls.
Absolutely. And it's awesome to hear you have so many girls that want to go on and play in college at the softball level. Chloe Ventech or Haley Ostrander, maybe two more of those, your other two juniors off of this year's team. Chloe, you talked a little bit about her in the circle and just that competitive spirit she has. And Haley, very good with the bat, and also I thought plays a good outfield for you.
Yes, yes. I'll start with Chloe. She pitched most of our innings this season, 125 innings for us. And as I already kind of mentioned, I'll just say it again, just excellent composure in the circle. Hardly any walks. She made people put it in play. She induced the fly out. She got the ground out on the infield. You know, she did what she needed to do in improving her, spotting her fastball, her pitch location, Still working on spins and other things just to keep improving, because she really, really wants to excel. And it's great that she has the mental composure to be in that role, because you have to be tough. You have to be tough in the circle, and she really is. She just has a poker face. So she did a great job for us in the circle. Let's see, you said Haley next?
Yep.
Haley, yeah, she, another one that really demonstrated mental fortitude. She had such a great offensive year last year that she almost, like, got in her own head about it before the season even started, because she knew that she had set the bar so high for herself. And I said, that's excellent, great, but that's last year. You don't have to think about what you need to do. That was last year. What we need this year is just to do your best. And she got in there as leadoff again. And she's a really great leadoff. She has a lot of qualities that make her a good leadoff. She's tenacious in there. And her first at-bat, even if she doesn't get a hit, which normally it seems like she does, she sees a lot of pitches, and she fouls off a lot of pitches. And she's just a very consistent, reliable person about putting the ball in play. She can hit for power, too. She's an excellent base runner. She led our team in our base running categories. She's really eager next year to just make herself known to our opponents as kind of a terror on the base path.
Yep.
She's quick, which helps her in the outfield. She's a full-time starter in the outfield this year, and I always forget that she wasn't prior to that. It just seems like she's always been out there, because she just has a great read on the ball and does a fantastic job. I'm just really proud of her accomplishments, because she works so hard, and it's nice to see her finding more confidence in herself. Haley and Chloe, again, I say the same thing over and over like a broken record, but there's a lot of heart
yes.
out of these girls.
I absolutely agree. One sophomore, not a big sophomore group for you, but Alexis Dirksen, your sophomore, had a good year for you, kind of did some different roles for you throughout the season.
Yeah, Alexis, good for her for being so resilient as being the only one in her grade that's playing softball. I think the dynamic, it appears to me, like the girls really, really, really enjoy her personality in there. And, you know, that's as big as a role as when she gets out and runs the bases, because, you know, there's a lot of unseen things that play into the girls' motivation and their positivity. And she's one of them, I think, that she's in the dugout joking with them and just having a good time with them. And then when it's time to run, she's all serious, all seriousness. And she does a great job. She's quick. She's continually striving to improve herself, good slider. She's able to just have a good sense of humor about, because when you're the pinch runner or the courtesy runer, you might only get one opportunity certain games, depending on if you're pinch running or courtesy running.
Yep.
And there was a stretch in there, like two times in a row, where someone just hit just the right, or I should say wrong, low line drive at just the wrong spot, and then boom, double play for their team. And not a base runner in the world could have done anything about it, you know. And then Alexis had to be one of those players a few times. But she kept such a great sense of humor about it, because it was nothing at all that was her fault. And, you know, some people would be like, well, that was my one contribution for the game. Oh, coach is never going to let me run again, you know,
yep.
Get in your head that way. And she has the good sense to know that that is part of softball. And she's a great runner, and she steps up in high-pressure situations and doesn't back down. And just JV is where she contributed most of her defensive efforts, but she's a great leader. In the outfield, and she'll, you know, there's two outfield positions open next year.
Yep.
And I'm not nervous about what we're going to do with that, because we have players like Alexis who love softball, and they're going to step up and do what they need to do, and they'll be ready to fill in on the varsity side of things.
four freshmen for you this year. Coach, two of them got into the starting lineup. Casey Peter, terrific athlete. I think sometimes when she starts to trust herself a little bit more as she gets that experience, probably an unlimited amount of abilities there. And Melinda Schaefer, talked about her a little bit earlier too, kind of worked her way into that starting lineup and really competed hard for you.
Yeah, starting with Casey. Yeah, I mean, unlimited potential there. She's such an athlete. Great attitude. Oh, I just love her gratitude and cheerfulness. She puts a lot of pressure on herself sometimes.
Yep.
But I don't think that people notice that she's a freshman.
Yes.
Because, she gets out there and she competes. She was second on our team in assists, so she got a lot of action. And her softball IQ is right up there. You know, you kind of expect more mistakes out of a freshman getting that many opportunities. And she always knew what to do with the ball, and she tried for secondary outs if we didn't get the first out. And I felt very comfortable having Casey Peter on the field, which you don't always feel that way when, oh, gosh, you have to have a freshman playing shortstop. Oh, no, you know, that's not that in the ideal world. You don't actually probably want a freshman at shortstop. But I kind of forgot she's a freshman, you know, because she steps into that role and she does a great job. And in batting, she got a ton of potential there too. Sometimes kind of works herself up, but, you know, she works at it. And so I'm really anxious for her to meet what potential I know that she's got. I love her willingness to play other positions and step up where she's needed. She didn't end up having to catch a lot, but I guess I'll talk about this later when we talk about some of the players. But there was a while there where she maybe needed to contribute as a catcher.
Right.
And while no one really got to see that, she did that a lot behind the scenes. And she does an excellent job there. So just a great attitude, excellent, excellent type of person to have on your team.
Melinda Schaefer, the other one.
Yeah, again, she's a freshman. She has such a feisty look in her eye when she gets up to bat. She got opportunities early once in a while to go into second when Cameron would come in to pitch. She had some opportunities as DP, but really when she would shine on JV, then we knew that, like, she's ready. Let's work her more in because, you know, you can tell she wants it. She's hungry. She's hungry for it. And she was a very reliable defensive player at second base. She's quick to react to the ball. She's smooth. She just looks good when she fields the ball. She's reliable on offense. She gets the most. You know, people look at her and think that, oh, because look at that little thing. She's mighty. She's strong. she has a great swing. And she just consistently would put the ball in play. I feel like a lot of times she would hit the ball hard to the right side when we needed an RBI or just to advance runners to scoring position. Some of those final games when we didn't have a ton of hits, Melinda was one of them that did because she had a lot of confidence in herself, maybe above average for a freshman, which is awesome because she's put in the time and she has the ability. It's great that she recognizes that and just doesn't let fear keep her from performing to her potential. Again, she was one of those with Casey that ended up spending some time working on catching and caught for pitchers a lot at practices, never in a game. But just willingness to be able to fill a role where she's needed, that speaks volumes. I just really appreciate her good character. She's one of those kids, along with Casey, you know, when we're doing little things like writing thank yous to people, you know, they really go above and beyond in their effort to show appreciation. And you can just tell there's a tradition of excellence with those two last ones I just talked about. You know, they just want to be excellent. So I'm really excited about those two. They're just freshmen and they have so many opportunities and it's just going up from here.
I absolutely agree. I think they're going to be fun to watch develop and grow as players over the next few years. Two other freshmen that's on time for you this year, Allison Ostrander and Ellie Sybil.
Yeah, Allison Ostrander. I like to brag about her sliding skills. When we were practicing things in practice, you know, Mighty Allison gets in there and she just nails the wraparound slide at home. It's just so beautiful. I could just record it and watch it over and over because it's elite level, you know, and she knows that was her role on varsity. And so she was going to be the best one at it. And she was. She's an excellent base runner. She's fast, but she's smart and she's aggressive. Besides base running, she plays a good first base. And, you know, with someone like Kenzie Schoen at first base, it's not like we need to really even be thinking about getting someone else in there starting a lot. But there were some games where we were up and we could take Kenzie out for a little bit and put Allison in, and it was just like no difference, you know. The ball got knocked down if it was in the dirt. She's handy being a lefty over there. I'm excited for that, too, because sometimes you think about, oh, gosh, all these juniors graduating next year. Well, yep. Going to be seniors. And we got to fill all these roles, and I'm not concerned about it. I hope next year, because we don't need her at first base necessarily, but I'm anxious next year to see what other role she can play because though she's left-handed, you know, there's some outfield positions that are open. And she's just athletic enough to be as versatile as she possibly can be as being a lefty. I like to razz her that she bats right-handed because she's actually left-handed. So we'll see if I can't get her yet to do some damage from the left side.
Absolutely.
because she's another good student of the game that she just loves softball, and I think that she's willing to do whatever it takes to become a good player.
And the final player.
Ellie, right?
Yep.
Are we on Ellie?
Yep.
Ellie, another one of those great attitudes. I just love just her positivity. So I said we'd talk about this when we got to this point. So we were really lacking in catchers. Our only player that had any catching experience, the whole 24 people, was Jordan Schwabe, our varsity catcher. So we had literally no one with any experience to catch for freshman or JV. And we had a lot of freshman JV games. So Ellie was one of those that I saw some potential in. You know, I went and talked to different girls, and they said, hey, what we need is our best leader to learn this position. And it's got to be someone who's athletic, too, obviously. So you take those two leadership qualities and athleticism, and you can find someone to learn the role of catcher. And so, you know, we kind of worked with Melinda, and we looked at Casey and then Ellie, too, and Ellie just really embraced it. It's just so fun to have someone back there who will speak up to the umpire and will encourage her pitcher and will work her tail off to learn these drills, these blocking drills that she's never even seen anybody do yet, and now she's back there doing it constantly. A ton of positive energy. You know, you really need that in your quarterback.
Yep.
I'm really excited. You know, we gave Jordan a break a few times this year, and Ellie could easily be a varsity catcher on a lot of teams. We just didn't get to use her a lot this year because that wasn't our need. But the more I can work her in, and Jordan had alluded to, she's interested in playing some college softball. It wouldn't hurt her to learn some other positions, too. And I can just see Ellie working in right there and doing a great job because she just has a great attitude about learning the position and all the traits that you would hope a catcher would have.
Coach, you guys, 23-14 this year, as we mentioned early. The future of this program, even though you're going to be graduating a lot of seniors next year, it sounds like you've got a lot of young kids and that junior class coming back next year that are really excited about the sport of softball.
Yes, they are, and I'm so excited for them because they're just there's a lot of potential there and a lot of love for the sport. And when you have those two things, you know, you can't ask for more as a coach. So it's just fun. It's really fun. I love coaching softball. I spend like so much of my personal time, just, you know, anything softball related. It's a huge part of my life, and to be able to continue to pursue such a passion of mine with girls who just exude so much passion as well. It's, you know, it's It's a good life.
Absolutely. Coach, I tell you what, congratulations again on a great year, and I want to thank you. You mentioned about you wouldn't post stats until the end. I know part of the reason why you do is so that us guys in the radio can get them and get them out on the air in the morning and get them up on our website at night. I know there are nights after the Glenwood and the St. Albert and the Lewis Central and the Red Oak and Clarinda and some all the long road trips you have where you're still posting us and sending us stuff at, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when you get back. So I want you to know how much we appreciate all the effort you put in to help us be able to do our job. So we thank you very much, and we congratulate you on a great season.
Well, and thank you. That's nice of you to recognize that. But then on the flip side, then, all you people listening, then guess who has to now take those stats and do something with them? You at the radio, and then somehow you manage, you're up again the next morning. I don't really know when you actually sleep. And I also appreciate, it's tough sometimes to be able to talk to teenage girls after a tough game, you know, and sometimes they're scared and sometimes they've never done it before, and you are a really good leader for them, and they admire you so, so much. They really love when you come, and I do too. I appreciate all of your ways of diplomacy with always eliciting the best response, and it's just great life skills for girls. So thank you for all you do to help the girls and families and friends be able to know what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. I always enjoy being around it, and the kids and you make it so much fun. So thanks for the time today. Best of luck, and looking forward to seeing you and the girls on the 25th.
All right. Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Head coach again, Aaron Bowman with the Kemper softball team, talking about the 2021 season.